How are you doing? DJ Schwaz, as I keep saying, Godzilla, is the one who's keeping us entertained up until 10 in the p.m. And we love to see it. Kip Serum, how you doing? Good to see you, one love. Till 10 in the p.m. with the lit emoji. You already know what it is, baby. Definitely going to make sure that we're having an amazing time together. I also see you talking to me on the WhatsApp. Brian here, listening from Isiolo. Please play for me Method Man's Y'all Been Warned. DJ Schwaz, Mambo. Bad. We got you. Somebody else who's bad to the bone is definitely Izzy. Hey, Izzy.
Hey.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
So I'm just going to try and say her last name properly.
Odigye.
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 We can improve upon it. We can improve upon it.
Definitely.
But not bad for our first try.
Yeah.
Or second attempt, basically, at this point. So it's really dope having Izzy in the building today because she's an extraordinarily accomplished choreographer, creative director, dancer, Nigerian-American, born actually in Brooklyn.
Yep.
BK, stand up.
Go hard.
Okay, okay. let me see. So I was just like, where'd you get that accent from? And then we were just here bonding over traversing the globe as one does as a third culture kid, you could kind of say. But Izzy, you've garnered a lot of views on YouTube. You've been seen in everywhere from Cosmopolitan to Revolt to Teen Vogue to Not Just Okay to right here on The Hype on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM to OK Africa.
Yes.
How'd you do it?
Just, you know.
No. Well, you're not going to do that right now.
No.
I'm like... It's like how we have Ciara's prayer. We have ASAP Rocky's prayer. We want to know Izzy's prayer.
Okay. I think it's just like, obviously, just seeing a dream and just going after it. And people just seeing you live your life like to the fullest. And they just want to be part of the story. So that's literally how everything has just been coming along. You know, me and my partner in crime, Lang, my manager, we just like find creative ways to like create the brand that I have. So
where did it all start? Did it start in America? No, it would have started for you, I'm guessing, in Nigeria. Like, how old were you when you started? Because now also she's traveled a lot, guys. Like, she's traveled a lot throughout her life. So where actually did the dancing start in the first place?
I think I've been dancing like my whole life, in boarding school. So like I was born in Brooklyn, like our lovely host said. Mm-hmm. And then when I went back to Benin City for the first time, I was just part of like performing arts. Like you have like socials, which are like weekly parties. So I would like compete against like different people from different classes. I would do like Fanta competitions, etc.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was like mostly hip hop. So before I was doing hip hop, like popping and locking and...
Not the popping and locking. Yeah, like poppin she and just lock started popping and locking.
You know, and then when I went back to the States, it was just like more so of like a social tool. So I started joining like dance teams, etc. But when I went to college, I kind of realized that a lot of people didn't really care like about your culture. Because like in high school, like being African wasn't really cool.
The it thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't really cool. But when I went to college, like people were actually intrigued that I was African. So I kind of found a space where it's like, I can combine who I am with what I love to do. And then I found and fell in love with African music again, and I decided to pursue it.
Okay, super cool. A lot of the stuff and a lot of the people that you work with is in the Afro beats sector.
Yep.
So it's kind of interesting that you say you found African music again. Mm-hmm. When were you in college, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, I was in college in 2013.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's now, so, and because you already had the ties to home, is because it wasn't on in that side of the world like that yet.
Not much.
You know what I'm saying? So that means that you must have been connected through some other means.
Yeah. So my mom always like frequents Nigeria. Like she's a proper Benin woman, you understand? So,
ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause. A round of applause for the accent change, the seamless transition that we just got there. She's also an actress, in case you don't know. Voiceover artist. Continue.
I'm weak. But yeah, so every time she comes back, like from her visits, she'll bring like party tapes. Like, because anywhere in traffic, like there are pirated party tapes. So there was a time she was like playing like this like mix, and Back to the Matter by Wizkid came on.
Yes.
And I was just like, who is this? And she's like, yo, it's this new boy called Wizkid. And I remember laughing because I thought that was the most ridiculous name I'd ever heard. But I was just like, yo, this boy got swag. Mm. So I went home and I just like went through like a deep dive through YouTube, and I just started watching like all his music videos, like Show You the Money, like collaborations with Jesse Jags. Mm. Then I found about Fino. I found out about, like, you know, Shady. It was just like a whole thing. And then Wizkid made me fall in love with African music again.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. That's really, that resonates in one's soul.
Yep.
Have you ever worked with him?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So we got to pause it right there. A little more music from Schwaz. And then I got to hear that story with Izzy. So you just stay right there. If you have any questions, of course, you can contact her on...
Oh, Izzy Odigie, Instagram. IZZYODIGIE.
Twitter?
Same thing.
All right. She kept it simple. You can talk to us at The Hype 984. We can also direct any questions you have to Izzy. Go ahead and talk to us on their hashtag Believe the Hype, because I know you do. 0701-984-984. Más música, por favor. Well, that's a little Meg the Stallion for you right there, doing it big on 98.4 Capital FM. Izzy's just like, wait, you can't curse, but you can... But you can play this raunchy ass music? Make it make sense for me. Yes. Karibu Kenya. I'm here talking to the one, the only, Izzy Odigie.
Odigie.
Odigie. Oh, man, now I mess it up and said the j sound instead of the g sound. Odigie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, at least I nailed it that time. Make sure you stick around. We've got a lot to talk about. In case you're coming in late, Izzy is a schpoppin' choreographer, creative director, an all-around it woman who is working to appear, it would appear to like increase your talents, no? Increase your talents? Who's working? Can I say that you're a woman working to increase your talents?
Yeah.
Become, they say... How many times do you need to... I think it's 10,000 times you practice something
hours.
Until... 10,000 hours, excuse me. You practice something until you are a professional. Expert. You're an expert.
Yeah.
Or let's say an expert as opposed to a professional. You can still be a professional without being an expert. Do you think you are at expert level yet?
Ah, not yet. Maybe when I'm like 50.
Okay. You think it's going to take that long?
Okay, maybe like 35.
So is this what you do round the clock? Do you do anything else, Izzy?
Everything I do is kind of really centered around dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So I'm just trying to find ways to like expand. So I have multiple ways to express dance, but dance full time.
Okay. And how long have you been doing dance full time?
For about professionally for 7 years.
Wow. So was it like out of college and like you got right into it?
During college. So
during college, of course, you also mentioned that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So like during college, my sophomore year of college, I started a dance team. It was like 20 of us.
Mm-hmm.
We started performing like on campus, like small shows here and there. And then we started to get big.
Right.
So we started going off campus. So performing at concerts, you know, festivals, like traveling to different states to perform at like graduation parties, you know, like.
She was going to college in New York. I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, so I was going to college in New York and, you know, traveling to Maryland like almost every other weekend.
Wow.
Performing at events, you know, they spray you money, you know, they feed you, all these different things. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot for a while.
So you were like, I could get used to this lifestyle.
Oh, of course.
And indeed you have. Where's like the coolest place you've ever performed? Like, what was something that like actually kind of made your heart stop?
I would say when I had my third class tour in Japan.
Wow.
I know. I know. It's that, crazy.
That's actually sick.
No, it's crazy because when I released the flyer, I remember someone DM'd me like, why are you going to Japan? Who's about to be dancing in Japan?
Oh, heck yeah.
Is that who are you going to teach in Japan? Yeah. Japanese people? And then I went there and I showed them footage of Japanese people dancing to African music. So
no, they be eating it up over there.
Woo!
Eating it up. Okay. You said, woo, 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 woo. Okay, super duper epic. Yeah. So now tell us about you working with Wizkid, the person who you could kind of say almost put you back on to African music, even if at the time you didn't have, you know him personally.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I'd known, like, literally, so this is what I say is, like, I was so close, like, I'm so close to the camp, yet so far away from him. So, obviously, I met him, let's say, like, two or three years into my career.
Okay.
So like there are a lot of people in the camp, like DJ Toons, Malik Berry, like even Mr. Easy, all these different people that I've met.
Okay, super epic. Yeah, Malik Berry and Mr. Easy.
Because I even met, the first time I met WizKid was when I went backstage to meet Malik Berry at his show in New York. So it's just like every time I would try to like pitch, you know, ideas, like let's say like a concert is coming, I'd be like, yo, can I do this? Can I do that? Yeah. And it just never worked out. So I remember 2018, I'd sent in my last deck of like ideas that I wanted to send to his camp. And, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, it's fire, it's fire. Didn't hear anything. So I went and invested and created my own project. And soon there was this character that I built with the gauze around my face.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the next year, like his manager Jada reached out and was like, yo, we got the single coming out. Ginger, WizKid, and Burna is gonna be like the single for the album. Made in Lagos is dropping soon. Here's the song, here's a budget, do whatever you like. And bam.
Wow. And then you were able to make your dream come true.
Yeah. It was wonderful because like the fact that they even gave me creative control. So, like, I sent it to them just assuming, like, okay, it might just be, like, a dance video.
Right.
Yeah, on my platform. And they were like, yeah, this is going to be the official dance video.
Uh-huh.
And bam.
Damn. And then you could just see you just, look at you. Look at her. Look at her go. I'm watching her on YouTube, y'all. This is definitely, definitely found on YouTube. With over 2 million hits, no less.
Yeah. It was. And then I started a challenge off of that. That also did pretty well.
So, was this, is this the most views you've ever had on a video?
Oh, no. I've had, like, I think my highest viewed video is, like, at 19 million.
Okay, which one is this?
This OMG. So that was the choreography I took on my second class tour. So that's on my personal YouTube. Yemi Alade, Oh My Gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I choreographed. It was, like, a dance class I did in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And the video just, like, caught, like, fire, like wildfire. And then I decided to tour North America with it.
Okay, super sick.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the way it's like, isn't it crazy how social media works?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because you didn't even know that that was going to end with you going on a tour.
Exactly.
And it did just because it became a hit on social media.
Yep.
Would you look at that? All right. Well, where's the most exciting place you've led a dance tour outside of Japan? Because that was like the most exciting place to dance in, just because I think it was like, whoa, it's Japan and I'm really here doing the thing. How long were you in Japan, by the way, when you were doing that?
For about 10 days.
Okay.
So back-to-back movement.
Amazing.
Yeah, back-to-back movement. A place exciting.
Now, when it comes to a country that got you excited, that was maybe like an arena, just because I think it was like even culturally, it's just so different.
Yes.
So from everywhere else in the world, really.
Let me see, a place, maybe Trinidad, but actually Paris.
That's really funny because I was going to say you were, I could see you've been throughout the States, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, and Europe. And I'm just like, I was really wondering if you were going to say the Caribbean. Okay, interesting that you said Trinidad, but okay, continue.
Yeah, no, Trinidad is beautiful. Like, it reminds me of Nigeria, but like, obviously not as crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, No, but like Trinidad was just beautiful. Like, I don't know, the people are just like cool. Like, you know, we were staying next to the president's house.
Oh, wow. Sick.
Like, it was just like, and then we went during the time where they were having like carnival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like, and then the camp I went to, like, that was like the most organized dance camp I'd ever gone to. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I would say Trinidad is like another place that I would be like, whoa, yeah.
That really happens.
Yeah.
That really happens.
Yeah.
Where is a place that you would like to dance next in your career? Or a project you'd really like to be a part of that you think would be like, da-na-na-na.
Right. I think, so I would like to choreograph, like, you know how like Beyonce has like Homecoming? Like,
yeah.
You know, I want to choreograph that for an African artist. The artist that I do have in mind is like Burna Boy, because I feel like he has the catalog, the creative eye, like he invests into his performances. So it's like literally going on tour, like a world tour with an artist with a set. You know, because I'm really into like costuming, even the Ginger video, like the costuming, the locations, everything, like that's something that I do.
Right.
So along with my team. So, yeah, I would say that. And then maybe a country I want to visit, maybe India.
OK.
Yeah, I think maybe India. I think that's possible.
Where in Asia have you been aside from Japan to teach or to do anywhere kind of work?
No, just Japan.
Just Japan so far? Okay.
Yeah, because we're trying to expand to other countries, but apparently there's like some type of, like there's some places where you can go to the south of that country, but you can't go to the north. And it's like this whole thing. So I think the next time.
Are we talking
about
Korea? No, let me stop.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We are indeed. I'm like, yes, we are. That's the only barrier I can think of when it comes to North and South.
Yeah, so so there's that issue of like, okay, if I want to, because that flight is long.
Yo.
Long. Yo. I'm saying 14 to 16 hours. Like,
Girl. Mm.
You taking first class? You taking first class?
Business class? No.
All right then. So like you got to make sure seat. You. I like the window seat too. And I like when there's no one next to me at least. So then I can try and like, you know, make it feel like a non-cattle class situation. So, okay. I hear you on that. All right. Very cool. Stick around. I want to ask next Izzy about her current tour, which is her fifth dance tour. Fourth dance tour? Okay. Pardon moi. Her first on the continent, however.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dad, I got right, baby. Dad, I got right. The tour spans five cities across West, East, and Southern Africa, and it is the PAP tour, a.k.a. the Pan-African Passport. Stick around, because we're going to get into the fine details of that in just a little bit. Hey, Wanjira, turn it up with you. We hear something big. How you doing? Where are you getting hype from? I see you talking to me. Wanjira on the mic, please play for me this old jam, Body to Body by Ace Hood. I bet. I got you. It's about to be 9 o'clock. That's the time when you become the DJ. You let us know exactly what it is you want to listen to, and we shall play it, baby, at the hype 984, hashtag believe the hype, at Wanjira L at DJ Schwaz. 0701-984-984 is how you can also talk to us. I still have the amazing Izzy in studio. Hey, Izzy.
Wagwan.
Wagwan, baby girl. You're just telling me how much you love Trinidad. I know how much you must be loving touring Africa, because this is your first dance tour here on the continent.
Yep. I've been to South Africa, Tanzania, Uganda, now in Kenya.
Right.
And then I'm going to be heading to Nigeria for the last tour date.
So you had been to Nigeria before, you'd been to South Africa before.
Yeah.
Had you ever been to Tanzania?
No.
Sick. No. Okay, very, very cool. So you're making sure you really use your passport this time, huh? Had you been to Uganda?
No. These are
sick. Okay. So at least of the five places, three of them are new.
Yeah. No, four of them.
Oh, you hadn't been to SA before. Oh, nope. So this was your first time. Oh, yep. Sick. Yep. Okay, so that must have been so exciting. What did you think of SA?
Beautiful. I was in Johannesburg, Sandton area.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So gorgeous.
So clean. So nice. Yeah. Food is so fresh. The people are like swaggy. Like, beautiful.
Okay, calm down, because you're talking to Kenyans.
No. So I actually told Quincy, I said, if I don't move to South Africa, I'm moving to Kenya.
So for South Africa, especially because of the business, I can really understand that aspect. So so you want to move?
Well, I need to find a home.
Where are you based right now?
My suitcase.
I like that answer. All right, and ideally, if you had to pick one place right now, it'd be Joburg.
South Africa. I would say Nigeria, but it's like I've already spent like 10 months, 10 plus months there. But
plus, you also were grown up. Yeah. You grew up there to a certain extent, and all these kind of things. You probably want something, some newness.
Yeah, I think either South Africa, Kenya, or Ghana.
Okay, super sick. Yeah. Those are some excellent choices, if I may say so myself, with all my good answer, with all my expertise and knowledge of choreography and where you need to be based, Izzy, to be able to transform yourself and continue growing. All right, so Izzy has this current tour that's going on. It's her fourth dance tour. It's called the Pan-African Passport Tour. You got to check it out. Follow her on socials. Her socials are as follows. At Izzy Odigie.
Okay, sure.
Odigie.
I think it's just the accent.
Like, it's just the accent. Yeah, it's just the accent.
Yeah.
I'm looking for like an I that has a tilde, something that's going to show me how to, so I can put in a memory. If you're wondering what I'm trying to say, since I'm not saying it properly, Odigie. Follow her so that you can see what she's going to be doing, where she's going to be touring. You haven't performed in Nairobi yet, have you?
No.
Fantastic. Yeah. Obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be on the show. Oh, we'd be having a different conversation. Let's just say that. So tell me, when are you going to be performing here?
Yeah, so the dance class is scheduled for this Sunday at 2 p.m. at Dance Shags.
Cheeky.
Yeah, Cheeky Studio. Okay. In Roslyn Riviera Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, super cool. So that's this Sunday from 2 p.m., did you say?
From 2 to around like 5, but sometimes my dance classes we take it forever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because everybody's like in the moment of it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. super sick. And you also have this really, really cool thing that is called Izzy Dance Tutorials. Yes. So this is very interesting. Okay, so now I understand you and Black Bones. So Black Bones has been on the show before, and he is a character and a half. And I see that in season one. So what Izzy does on Izzy Dance Tutorials is she shows your fave celebs how to do certain dances, okay? So I'm just wondering what the Black Bones session was like. Don Jazzy also looks like he would be a character and a his half.
Bruh. So, like, Don Jazzy was my first guest.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah, that must have been so much fun, but so interesting. Yeah.
I had him wearing, like, sweatbands.
And you know, he looks like a massive guy.
Because he was like, oh, what should I wear? You know, because I don't want to be jiggling on camera. I was like, yeah, just wear something baggy. So I also joined him and wore something baggy.
Okay, dope.
And then, you know, I told him, I was like, okay, we're going to get you like sweatbands because we need to, you know, push the look. So he's like, yeah, sure, everything.
Not you blowing up his spot, by the way. I'm dead. She said, I wore something baggy too because, you know, we were going to be baggy, you know, brother and sister. Be
baggy together. No, he was so like patient with us because obviously this is my first episode. Like the production day, like our production days, like take 12 hours.
Right.
Because I shoot 2 episodes in 1 day. So okay. I shot Don Jazzy and Black Bones episode the same day.
Okay, super
And they were
sick.
So patient. They were just staying in, like, you know, the waiting area. And then I would just call them. Yeah, it was Black Bones also crazy.
He is crazy. Crazy. But, like, in the best way possible. Yes. You know what I mean?
He's a genius.
He is.
He's a genius.
He definitely, definitely has a redonkulous IQ for sure. Because I was just like, what is happening right now? Like, this guy is dope, but he is definitely out there.
No, he's...
Out there.
His episode is hilarious, too.
Okay,
hilarious.
And so who can we expect in season 2?
So in season 2, like, there are a couple people I do have on my list. I definitely want to get Wanda Cole. I want to get.
I love Wanda Cole. That'd be cool.
Who's on my list? I want to get Kiss Daniel. Okay. But it's been very hard. I don't think he wants to dance on
I
camera.
I love his music,
He's my favorite artist.
I love his music. You don't even know how he be getting me through things. I'm just like, I need to dance right now. Kiss Daniel. Yeah, he's dope. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Tiwa Savage, hopefully, you know, the queen, African
Fingers crossed.
Queen.
Yes.
Trying to get Bob Risky. You know, Bob Risky is like literally my top choice. Because I just think like, she... is like, I don't know, like I've met her like a couple times and like she's just like, I don't know, just fabulous
vibey energy,
like just fabulous, like hands so soft, the jewelry, the look, everything. And you know, just the fact that she's able to live in like her skin regardless of how Nigerians feel about it.
Uh-huh.
I just love her.
Okay. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, Sawa. So I look forward to season 2 and seeing what you're going to bring to us. Mm-hmm. I have no doubts that it's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess before I go, I want to ask, when it comes to choreography, I see you also choreographed for Yemi Alade and Rick Ross.
Oh yeah, the OMG remix.
See, you're already laughing.
Yeah.
This why I'm just very curious. How did that go? Why was that a little giggle?
No,
what
no,
happened?
No.
What happened
That's
with production?
Rick Ross. I was like, whoa.
You were like, you're like, oh yeah. I'm just, you know, sometimes we're just curious, like what happens behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Are you there as a choreographer when these things are happening? I would imagine so.
Yeah. So because like, because obviously the OMG song, like I said, I choreographed to it,
right,
and it kind of like blew up,
right.
So by the time like I started the tour, they'd already shot the original music video. So when they were doing the remix, the camp reached out to me and was like, yo, like your choreography has to be in what's it called, in the video. So they
super
flew
sick.
Me down. I taught the dancers alongside CC Bandit, who was a co-choreographer on the project. And then the next day we literally happened like over a span of 3 days.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But your life is hectic. Like you said, right now your home is your suitcase.
Yeah.
So you're looking for some kind of settlement, some sort of permanency somewhere, some way along the road.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any younger, like, you know, but I'm cool with living out of my suitcase. Maybe like when I get married, then me and my husband will go find like a house.
Whoa. But,
you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, she was talking about marriage. Kenya. She was talking about South Africa. She was talking about Ghana. So it's going to be very interesting to see who you end up marrying, honey.
We shall see.
We shall definitely see. Well, make sure you come back when you're next stopping by in Kenya. Yes. We really loved having you. So thank you so much, Izzy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're more than welcome, darling. It's time for us to go into the last hour of The Hype. That's where you become the DJ. Let us know exactly what it is you want to listen to, and we shall honor it.